Burj al-Shamali refugee camp, located on the outskirts of the southern Lebanese city of Sur, is today home to upwards of 20,000 Palestinian refugees, a community which since the 1950s has lived as non-citizens in Lebanon, displaced from Palestine into refugee camps. A history defined by displacement, political struggle, and war is immediately apparent when visiting the bustling streets and crowded family homes of Burj al-Shamali.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees live in Lebanon, spread in refugee camps throughout the country, originally displaced in 1948 through the creation of the State of Israel. Three generations later, Palestinians in Lebanon continue to call for their right of return to Palestine. For over 58 years, Palestinians have remained the single largest refugee population in the world, according to the United Nations.
Palestinians in Lebanon live as non-citizens, stateless and without basic civil or social rights. According to Lebanese law, Palestinians are barred from working in multiple professions, cannot own or buy property, have no access to social services such as healthcare or education, and with only UN refugee documents instead of a national passport, can't travel freely throughout the country. Burj al-Shamali refugee camp is a striking example of the growing economic desperation faced by Palestinian refugees in Lebanon and the political crisis that continues to face Palestinians throughout the Middle East, who, according to international law, have the right to return to their land in Palestine as dictated by UN Resolution 194.
Palestinian refugees in Lebanon represent the heart of the global Palestinian struggle for self-determination and human rights. The struggle for land rests in the eyes of people in refugee camps like Burj al-Shamali, as political life revolves around the demand to be returned to their land in what today is Israel. Like other camps in the south of Lebanon, such as Rashidiya and Ain Helwe, Burj al-Shamali is home to cases of extreme poverty, as thousands of camp residents are essentially homeless, residing in makeshift shelters with zinc roofing, without basic plumbing, water supply, and little income.
In the summer of 2005, members of the Independent Media Center of Beirut and Tadamun Montreal traveled to Burj al-Shamali to speak with camp residents concerning the growing call for civil and social rights for Palestinians in Lebanon. This 30-minute radio documentary is produced by Sausan Kalash and Stefan Christoph of Tadamun for CKUT Radio in Montreal and the Electronic Intifada.
Raif Ahmed is a member of the Popular Committee of Burj al-Shamali, the body which officially represents the refugee camp on political affairs.
Raif Ahmed, مسؤول في اللجان الشعبية وعضو في اللجنة الشعبية لمخيم برج الشمالي. هذا المخيم طبعا اللي بقع قرب مدينة صور في جنوب لبنان.
My name is Raif Ahmed and I'm a member of the Popular Committee in Burj al-Shamali refugee camp. This camp is close to the Lebanese city of Sur in southern Lebanon. It was built in 1955 after the expulsion of the Palestinian people from their land in 1948. First they were expelled to the Baalbek region and then they were displaced to Anjar, then to the camps in Sur, including the Burj al-Shamali camp. This is one of the 12 camps that is recognized by the United Nations officially.
ويبعد عن شمال فلسطين ما يقارب ال
We are close to the Lebanese city of Sur, north from Palestine, just 50 to 60 kilometers away. 19,000 people live in the camp, which is 1.3 kilometers square. The UN is present and offers various health and educational services. The PLO is also present in the camp and provides several social services. However, their presence is limited to the decrease in funding directed towards Palestinians living outside of the occupied territories in Palestine after the Oslo Accords.
بعد اتفاق أوسلو والتخفيضات اللي جرت على المساعدة لمنظمة التحرير.
خولة خلف is a community organizer with Beit Atfal al-Sumud, home of Children of Steadfastness, a Palestinian women's NGO which operates throughout the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon. In Burj al-Shamali, Beit Atfal al-Sumud provides Palestinian youth with health and educational services.
My name is Khawla Khalaf. I am working with Beit Atfal al-Sumud organization in Burj al-Shamali camp. The camp is established on 1956, and the population in the camp about 19,000. The situation in the camp is very difficult. The people in the camp suffer from various problems in education, social and health situations. Burj al-Shamali camp is considered as a poor camp because most of the workers, they are working in the fields and as a cleaner in the houses and in hospitals, private hospitals. The workers, they work in the fields, it's like seasonal work. The average of the days per month, about 15 to 20 days only they work. And the salary in this work is very low because the man can get only about $6, and the woman less than $4 every day of working. And as I told you, that they can working only between 15 and 20 days per month. Also, the people, they are facing many problems. Education, we have in Burj al-Shamali only 4 schools. Give elementary education and 2 elementary and intermediate education. And also the number of the students, about 2,200 students in in these schools. About 45 or 50 students in each class. And this is a very big number. And the situation, really, the education is very hard. And the lessons, it's very hard for the students, and every year many students drop out the schools. For our, we start to help the students, and we make like remedial classes for first and second and third elementary classes, because we think that if we support the children in the basic classes, then they can continue their education.
Mahmoud Juma is the director of Beit Atfal al-Sumud in Burj al-Shamali refugee camp.
I am Mahmoud Juma. I am living in this camp since long time, and I am from Beit Atfal al-Sumud institution. I am the manager of the center in Burj al-Shamali for this institution, and this camp, Burj al-Shamali, it's a camp located 3 kilometers in the east of Sur, and the population of this camp, there are around 19,000 Palestinian registered. This camp has a square area, it's about 1.2 kilometers square. The land of this camp was rented by the United Nations, Al-UNRWA, since 1955. They rented the land from the Lebanese government. Most of the families, they are living in very, very bad condition. They are working in the daily job, in the collecting the lemon and the banana outside the camp. About 70% of the population of the camp, they are working in this field. From both gender, females and males, they are working in this kind of job. This camp was constructed in 1955 after the resolution of the Lebanese government, when they decided to push the refugees from the borders of Palestine. When they fled outside from Palestine since 1948, they stay a few years close to the borders. Then the Lebanese government, they decided to push them inside Lebanon around the different towns in different places in Lebanon. One of them is Burj al-Shamali. So how they constructed this camp? Before, the land in the camp, they are filled with some plants and rocks, and the refugees, they start to clean these things, and the UNRWA United Nations, they give them first the tents to live in it. And also the schools in that date, they are from tents also. And step by step, because the families, they are facing the hard weather in winter, when the weather was raining and around these tents, most of the families, they fled by the water inside the tents. So they decided, the families, to change the situation, and they started to build the walls of the shelters by the zinc, and then the roof, they put the zinc over these shelters. And the Lebanese government also, they refused the Palestinian refugees to put the cement over the ceiling, to make ceiling, because they think if they are refugees, they put cement, so they will be a citizen. So all the families, they still suffering from the zinc. I remember that when I am a child, in that date, how the families, they are suffering from this condition. Really, the life in that date is very hard and very difficult. And about the job, because in that date, in 1955 until 1960, the bourgeoisie inside Lebanon, they used the Palestinian to work for long hours in their fields. The workers, they went to the fields at the 4 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock at the afternoon. And the salary for the men in the beginning, it's 1.5 lira for the men, and for the woman it's less than lira in that date. In that date, the dollar, it's equal about 2 lira. So really, the Palestinians, they are suffering from very, very hard condition. Only they are working in this hard job, in collecting or digging the ground in these gardens, or collecting the rocks, or to make the asphalt in the streets. It's the hard job with respect to the Palestinian. Really, they are suffering. But maybe the important thing in this, the relation or the social relation between the Palestinian, they are very good in that date between the families. I remember how they are sitting and how they are staying together and how they are close together. If there is one, they are suffering from anything, how you find the relatives and the neighbors, they close to him to help and to support, and they collect money and they collect what they have to help them. They give the hope and the power.
Burj Ishmaili refugee camp, like all Palestinian refugee camps in the south of Lebanon, experienced the brunt of the 15-year Lebanese civil war and the 1982 Israeli military invasion of Lebanon. Burj Ishmaili was almost completely destroyed during the Israeli invasion. The majority of the buildings in the camp damaged by Israeli missiles and aerial bombs. Hundreds of thousands of residents of Burj Ishmaili lost their lives during the Lebanese civil war and Israeli invasion, a fact that was quickly noted by many of the camp residents in conversations while recording this radio documentary.
In 1982, the Israeli military raided the camp with phosphoric bombs, hitting several shelters for youth and children. One shelter that was destroyed was the Holy Kindergarten, in which over 90 people died. Today, this incident is known as the Holi Massacre, one of lesser-known massacres of Palestinians during the Civil War, unlike the September 1982 Sabra and Shatila massacre, in which over 2,500 people lost their lives. In the middle of Burj Ishmaili, camp residents have constructed a monument to honor the victims of the 1982 Holi Massacre, the names of those who perished carved into stone on the monument. In certain cases, all children within families perished during the massacre. Raif Ahmed, a member of the Popular Committee of Burj al-Shamali, speaks about the bombing of the camp during the Israeli invasion and the massacre of Al-Houthi.
طبعا هذا المخيم تعرض لعدد من المراحل اللي تهجر فيها السكان اثر الحروب والاعتداءات الاسرائيليه اللي تعرض لها هذا المخيم، فتعرض للعديد من الاعتداءات الجويه والبريه والبحريه الاسرائيليه، فتهجر سكانه سنه 78 اثر الاجتياح الاسرائيلي لجنوب لبنان.
This refugee camp has experienced a great deal during the civil war and the Israeli invasion, starting in the early 1970s. After the PLO entered Lebanon, our camp was exposed to many airstrikes from the Israeli military. People began fleeing the camp in the 1970s and massively during the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in 1982. The camps also experienced a brutal massacres. In 1982, when Israeli warplanes raided the camp with phosphoric bombs, several shelters which housed refugees, mainly women, children and the elderly who were taking refuge.
الهجوم الإسرائيلي. إضافة إلى هذا.
A kindergarten was bombed, called Al-Khuli, and over 100 people were burned to death. Only one or two people survived and remain living proof of the Israeli war crime committed in our camp.
والعديد من الأماكن اللي بالمخيم المغاور.
On another occasion, in 1982, Israeli war plans raided another kindergarten called Al-Najdi kindergarten, which also had become a shelter for civilians. Also, other shelters were bombed in June 1982. This period was the most severe attack that the camp ever experienced. During this period, the camp was exposed to almost complete destruction, as it was estimated that over 90% of the buildings were destroyed, according to UN statistics collected after the Israeli invasion.
ضمن إحصائية قامت فيه أو مسح قامت فيه الأنروا يعني بعد الاجتياح الإسرائيلي.
حولا حلف, a community organizer with Beta Fala Samud, speaks about the Al-Khuli massacre.
In 1982, during the Israeli invasion to Lebanon, it was a big massacre in that time. In 7 of June, it's a massacre in Al-Houthi. Al-Houthi place is it was a center for kindergarten, a club for youth, and the shelter down. The Israeli the plane make one raid to the shelter, and about 92. People killed in that place, and now it's a memorial in that place to say that this is a shelter and this is a massacre in Burj al-Shamali, and the people who are responsible about this place write all the names of the people who passed in that time. Also, there is three places in the camp like caves also destroyed in 82. One in Najdi kindergarten, one in the end of the camp, and one in the top of the camp. About three caves and one shelter, all about 130 people killed and many missed, and most of the shelters destroyed in 1982.
As Palestinian refugees in Lebanon are prohibited from working in numerous professions and historically have been barred, according to Lebanese law, from working in over 70 professions, unemployment and poverty is a pressing reality facing the residents of the camp. The majority of the camp is unemployed and families are living on literally dollars a day. Due to this economic situation, many of the camp's residents have been forced to attempt to flee Lebanon to seek asylum in Western European countries and in North America. Mahmoud Juma, the director of Beta Fala Samud in Burj al-Shamali, comments on the deplorable economic situation facing the majority of residents in the camp.
Now, 70% of the families, they are working daily job without any kind of security. The income of the men they get $6.5 daily. That means if you find the chance to find a job monthly, you couldn't have more than 20 or 22 days or 18 days. It depends upon the situation. So the income of the family, it's less than $200 monthly. This is really the economic situation. It's very hard because this, at least, it is not enough for the food of the family. So you find many kind of diseases inside the camp, like the anemia or thalassemia. They coming from this condition, from this condition.
Khawla Khalaf speaks about the economic crisis facing the majority of Palestinians in Burj al-Shamali.
We have a difficult situation, economic situation, because the Lebanese government don't allow for us to work in many works, many shops in Lebanon, because that we have suffering. And also we live inside camps, and our houses and shelters, it's very small, and suffer from bad situation, and it's not okay to live inside it, because also this, they have many disease every year. For the economic, many of people who has professions, they can't work. You can find an engineer is working as a driver. Sometimes you find a doctor work in a private hospital with $200 per month. It's very difficult.
Many families within Burj al-Shamali face extreme poverty, as thousands of camp residents are essentially homeless, residing in makeshift shelters with zinc roofing, without basic plumbing, water supply, and little income. Mahmoud Jama'a from Beit Atfal al-Sumud explains.
And now, in this camp, we have 350 shelters. Really, they are under zinc houses. And these families, they are suffering in winter and in summer. In winter, they put over the zinc a plastic to cover from raining, because there is many holes between this zinc, and raining all the water, they go inside the home, and this make the health of the families, they are really very difficult. And in summer, they reach 50 degrees under the zinc houses. And this is unfair until this moment, how the families, they are suffering.
Within the context of historical political changes facing Lebanon today, Palestinian refugees are questioning their future. Lebanon's political landscape has been a subject of international debate since the February 2005 assassination of the former Prime Minister of Lebanon, the April 2005 withdrawal of over 15,000 Syrian troops from the country, and the ongoing negotiations regarding UN Resolution 1559, which demands that all political groups that are operating within Lebanon that are armed, disarm, including many Palestinian political groups within the camps, such as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, DFLP, as well as Fatah. Khawla Khalaf from Beit Atfal al-Sumud speaks about the perspective of residents of Burj al-Shamali about the current political changes taking place in Lebanon.
The future is not clear for all of us. We heard something from Abu Mazen, something from Lebanese government, something from America administration, and the future is not clear for all of us. And they, most of them, they don't know what are happening and what are they cooking for the Palestinian. Are they thinking to give them a new nationality or to give a Lebanese nationality? For whom will give the nationality? And really, it's very difficult for the Palestinian to go now out of Lebanon, to go to Canada or to European countries as a refugees. It's like a new Nakba for the Palestinian. not because we are leaving Lebanon, no, because we will still as a refugees in many, many countries, because that I think it will be like a new Nakba for the refugees in Lebanon.
The right of return for Palestinian refugees displaced in 1948 through the creation of the State of Israel continues to be a central political demand for camp residents. For over 58 years, Palestinians have remained the single largest refugee population in the world, according to the United Nations. Hawla Halaf speaks on the right of return's relationship to the Palestinian refugee identity and political struggle in Lebanon.
Until now, I can say that Palestine is still alive inside many, many peoples, especially who are in Lebanon, Palestinians who are living in Lebanon. And in Burj al-Shamali, because we are close to Palestine and we are suffering from many things, we're still thinking about the right of returns. And really, if you ask any child can say, no, I would like to back to my country, to my village, to live there, not to to take any nationality or to still live in the camps. It's like prisons. Really, it's like the prisons. If you pass through the checkpoints, you can see that we are like in the prisons.
You have been listening to a radio documentary recorded in Burj al-Shamali refugee camp in southern Lebanon in the summer of 2005 by members of the Independent Media Center of Beirut and Todoman Montreal. This radio documentary focused on highlighting the voices of social activists within the camp who spoke about the refugee camp's history, present-day political, economic, and social situation, and also the growing call for social and civil rights to be granted to Palestinian refugees in Lebanon.
Burj al-Shamali, located on the outskirts of the southern Lebanese city of Sur, is today home to upwards of 20,000 Palestinian refugees, a community which since the 1950s has lived as refugees, non-citizens in Lebanon, displaced from Palestine into refugee camps. A history defined by displacement, political struggle, and war is immediately apparent when visiting the bustling streets and crowded family homes of Burj al-Shamali.
Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees live in Lebanon, spread in refugee camps throughout the country. Originally displaced in 1948 through the creation of the State of Israel, three generations later, Palestinians in Lebanon continue to call for their right of return to Palestine.
For more information on Burj al-Shamali, visit the camp's website at www.burjalshamali.net. To learn about the Independent Media Center of Beirut, visit www.beirut.indymedia.org.
This 30-minute radio documentary was produced by Sausan Kalash and Stefan Christoph of Todoman, Montreal, and the Independent Media Center of Beirut, with translation assistance from Ahmed Mustafa of Todoman, Montreal. For broadcast on CKUT Radio in Montreal, and distribution through the Electronic Intifada.